During the visit, the two countries are expected to sign a series of cooperation agreements or statements on culture, customs, energy, tourism, and free trade. Issues involving intelligent manufacturing, scientific and technological cooperation, and environmental protection will be discussed as well. Geng Wenbin, China's ambassador to Switzerland, adds innovation as another area where cooperation can be improved.
经过前60多年的积累和发展，两国关系更加成熟。
After 60 plus years of development, bilateral relations have become more mature and begun to enter a fast-growing phase. In April 2016, the two countries signed a joint statement to establish an innovative strategic partnership. Switzerland is known for its innovative capacity, and China has put innovation on the top of its 5 development concepts. Therefore, the two countries have identical views in innovation,and the potential for cooperation between the two countries is great.
He says China and Switzerland are considering the establishment of a Sino-Swiss innovation and strategic dialogue platform to further deepen mutual trust and encourage new forms of innovation-related cooperation. The two sides will also further promote and upgrade implementation of the Sino-Swiss Free Trade Agreement in an effort to make full use of preferential measures to maximize trade.Geng says the two countries have a common understanding of strengthening the international free trade.
During President Xi's visit to Switzerland, the two sides will hold talks to discuss the comprehensive upgrading of the China-Switzerland Free Trade Agreement, which took effect more than 2 years ago. The two countries will work together to let the world know they are against trade protectionism and investment protectionism in any form.
China and Switzerland are also going to see more cooperation at the local government level. At present, the two countries have forged 17 pairs of sister cities or provinces. During President Xi's visit, Jiangsu Province and the Canton of Vaud in Switzerland will sign an agreement for sister-like friendly relations.During his stay in Switzerland, the Chinese president will attend the World Economic Forum annual meetings in Davos. Ma Zhaoxu, China's permanent representative to the United Nations office in Geneva, says President Xi's attendance will have an important influence on the global governance system.
I think the theme of this year's Davos meeting is very to the point, because everyone can see the recent chaos and disorder across the world. President Xi's presence at the annual meeting and his visits to international organizations will send out a positive message that we should push forward the reform of global governance system and build a community of common destiny for mankind.
The Chinese leader will also visit the UN office at Geneva,the WHO, and the IOC. Ma Zhaoxu says the Chinese president stops at the other organizations are also signs of the Chinese government's commitment to being a responsible member of the international community. Xi Jinping's time in Switzerland is due to wrap up on Wednesday. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.